And joining us now to talk about the Gonzales nomination from a legal perspective is Slate and Day to Day's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, what we know about Gonzales's attitude about torture is based on just two documents. So how much can we tell from those documents about what part he really played in setting the administration's policies in the war on terror?
We know that one of the two documents, the January 2002 memo, was signed by Gonzales himself. That was the document suggesting that maybe Geneva Conventions didn't have to apply to all prisoners of war. Another one, the by far more incriminating one, the August 2002 memo, was addressed to Gonzales. It wasn't written.